So what is the right way to learn English vocabulary? Have you ever asked yourself if you are learning English in the most effective way? So we are going to shed some light on how you can make your vocabulary learning more effective and answer their question. Well, one of our listeners named Maninjafi, sorry if I'm butchering that, shared the method that they have been using to study vocabulary and asked us for our feedback.
I've been learning English for about a year. I would truly appreciate it if you cleared up my confusion about my vocabulary learning method. When I want to learn a new word from 4,000 essential English words or any other source, the first thing I try to do is guess the meaning of that word from the sentence example of it. And then I ask ChatGPT to tell me if my interpretation of the meaning of that word is correct or not. And if my interpretation is correct, I wouldn't study the definition of that word. What's your opinion about my vocabulary learning method? Wow, I'm impressed.
It's really incredible that you have been experimenting and creating a method for yourself to learn vocabulary. That's amazing. And I would say the first thing is, if it's working for you, don't fix it if it ain't broke, as we'd say. So keep going if it works for you. But we can certainly give some feedback and some tips. So Ksenia, I'd be curious, what is your first tip?
You know, I tend to trust people, but I don't trust ChatGPT so much. So I also use it, but I always double check the words or phrases with online English dictionaries. It's important also to use these mono dictionaries, right? English, because it also gives you a chance to expand your vocabulary by reading the definition in English. So what you're doing is super cool. I really admire you. But just in case, when you have that extra 10 minutes, I would just suggest you, you know, just to double check to make sure ChatGPT wasn't playful with you.
I also love using ChatGPT as a learning tool. In fact, we did a whole podcast talking all about this. For myself, when I'm listening to a podcast, say in Portuguese, and I'm on the metro, on the underground, the subway here in Barcelona, I might just open up on my phone when I hear a new word or collocation or expression and actually ask for it with the context. Because this is really great when you just look up in a dictionary, they give you the different ways that it can be used in different contexts, but you have to figure out for yourself, and sometimes that isn't so clear. So ChatGPT will already be able to interpret that for you. But I believe, as Ksenia is saying, it can be good to invest that extra time to take it a step further. There's some things. If you think about how our memory works like Velcro. So Velcro is this thing that has hooks and loops. So by adding more hooks, then that memory is going to stick better. You'll be able to remember it longer. So we can add more hooks by, like Ksenia said, looking also up in a English to English dictionary. I also took note of using Google. So Google, you can search for that word or expression and switch to the news function. And that will bring up different news articles, different recent stories that are using this word or expression. So you can see it used in different contexts, different real life contexts. So this is really amazing. Something else I would suggest along the same line, it's just switching a tab on Google, is also look at images. If it's a word, see what kind of images come up for it. Because again, our memories can be very visual, and this helps you to see, when I search for this word in English, what are the kind of things that come up?
Hey guys, just a quick interruption. So we are using in this episode a lot of advanced vocabulary. And you know, the best way to learn and internalize this vocabulary is to use our real life app and flashcards we are preparing for you. The flashcards are based on a spaced repetition system that enhances the vocabulary memorization. Besides that, you also get an interactive transcript. What it means, if we didn't define a word in the flashcard, you still can check the definition by clicking on the word. One great tip I will now give you is start with the Fluency Challenge. This is a short tutorial where Ethan shows you how the app actually works. I'm sure that after that you will want to see and try it out yourself. The app is free to use and easy to find. Just go to the description under this video to grab the download link, or go to your Google Play or Apple App Store and search for Real Life App. paper. So I wonder what our student does next. So they guess the word, right? They memorize the word, but I'm curious if they're making their own sentences with this word and try to use it in as many contexts as possible. You know, one of the challenges or games that our university teachers challenged us with is when we had those lists of new vocabulary, they always tried to make us create a whole story which would incorporate all of those new words. And sometimes the stories turned out really silly because sometimes it's just like it's so difficult to, you know, use all the words in one situation, but it should be silly or not. But that's a great way to remember the vocabulary, right? And you will laugh it with it, but because of that, you know, great emotion, positive emotion, maybe you'll have better chances to remember all those words.
So this learner said that they are studying from 4,000 essential words in English or something like that. A suggestion I'd give, at least in my opinion, it's not so great to study from vocabulary lists because it's really difficult to know if the words on that list, if the expressions there, are ones that you'll actually need to use. I believe it's better to learn through the things that you're consuming. So if you read the news in English, you read books, if you listen to podcasts, if you watch TV series, try to pick out new words from that because it's more likely that those are the kind of words that you actually need in your English learning life. And that way you're not having vocabulary that might sound strange when you use it without you realizing, or that you're spending all this effort on learning and then you never actually need it in your own speaking.
Exactly. So just that, no need to change anything. Do the same thing, but with texts, right?
One final recommendation I would give you is to check out an interview I did a while back with Gabriel Weiner, who is the CEO, founder of Fluent Forever. He's really knows his stuff when it comes to learning languages, learning vocabulary, and he gave some excellent tips in that podcast. So that might be a good way for you to learn some new ways that might help you to better learn vocabulary. And if you have a burning question for us, dear listener or viewer, leave it down in the comments on YouTube or shoot us an email at hello@reallifeglobal.com and we might just answer it on an upcoming episode.
Global citizens. I just want to tell you, in case you don't know, that this lesson was taken from the Real Life English podcast. However, it was just a clip from the full episode. If you want to access the full lesson and learn even more with us, make sure you download the Real Life app. See you there!